We see the world differently when we've suffered. When we share what we've learned from our pain, we give others the gift of hope. Inspired warriors. When my now 19-year-old twin sons Jordan and Tyler were around 9, I introduced them to the magical world of Narnia. They, too, were enthralled by the sweeping adventure of the great man's writings. A short time later, J.R.R. Tolkien, a poet, writer, and scholar who happened to be one of Lewis's good friends, activated our imaginations. When the stories of his Lord of the Rings trilogy were adapted to film and the first trailer hit the screens, we as a family greatly anticipated the visual jubilee of the mythic motion pictures. We weren't disappointed. The movies made us instant Tolkien fans, and my boys begged for more of his books and trilogy novelties. Before long, Tyler donned the elvish attire of Legolas, and Jordan started dressing up as Aragorn. Our home videos pay tribute to our sons living out their fantasies as young warriors of Middle-earth. As the twins moved through adolescence, their mother and I couldn't help but notice that in many ways their personalities were a lot like their heroes. Though reluctant, Jordan carried a leadership mantle that couldn't be ignored. Tyler was a cautious, analytical observer, much more interested in the precision of an arrow than the indiscriminate slashing of a broadsword. When the boys graduated high school, my wife and I presented them with replicas of the weapons their childhood heroes wielded. In the spirit of our dramatic gifts, I gave them this somewhat tongue-in-cheek charge. Jordan, you have so many of the characteristics of a first.